A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Healthy Mind Matters on KSL News Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Healthy Mind Matters. I'm Maria Chaleos. Today we are talking about living well with chronic pain and workshops that are offered by Intermountain Healthcare. With me, Revy Burdett, who's the Pain Education Coordinator for Intermountain Healthcare, and Josh Smith, who has just gone through one of these workshops. We were talking in the last segment about the communications techniques that you learn in these workshops. And Josh, I want you to talk for just a moment about what you learned during the workshop when it comes to communication.
Well, with communication, how to talk to your providers is pretty important. I'll start there. Because you want to communicate effectively what's happening, your medication, and what you'd like to happen. And sometimes doctors are not on the same page, or you don't need to communicate effectively so you get the best treatment. And the class goes over a little bit about that and like how to effectively describe what's happening and how to deal with that, because a lot of people have a difficult issue communicating. They get frustrated, and sometimes it's not effective for treatment. So communicating with providers is important. They also talked about communicating with friends and family members and loved ones, and how to communicate how you're feeling and do it non-confrontationally. And because it is pretty frustrating dealing with chronic pain, and let's say someone wants to go out and you're not feeling well, you have to communicate that effectively and say it in a way like, I'm sorry I can't make it today, I hope to do it next time, instead of like, I don't feel well, I can't go, like a way to phrase it better, and it helps a lot.
Right. Revy, describe why that is difficult or different for those people with chronic pain.
So as Josh is saying, a lot of can see. And so they can become, a little skeptical of, well, you were fine yesterday, so why are you not fine today? And people oftentimes, they want to help. They want to understand. And sometimes it's difficult for us to allow them to help or to communicate how that would look. So as Josh is saying, if the situation comes up where you have plans to go out, it's not that you don't want to spend time with those people. It's just sometimes physically difficult to do so. So sometimes offering different options, like, unfortunately, I'm not able to go out, but would you guys want to come here? I'd still like to see you. Or we had plans to have lunch. I still need to eat. Would you want to pick something up and come here? And, people are open to knowing what they can do to help. Sometimes phrasing things in, I statements rather than you statements is also helpful. And so that's a technique that we cover in class. When, this happens, I feel this, instead of saying, well, you do this and that makes me feel this way. It is, like Josh was saying, all about phrasing and how you're able to communicate what you're experiencing.
Right. How has that changed how you deal with people, Josh?
I'm more mindful of how I say things, because there are times where I'm quite irritable, especially when I was younger.
Well, and if you have chronic pain, people understand that.
Yeah,
right?
And it's easier, and I'm more to communicate with people when you phrase things, and they're less defensive.
No, that's fine. Anyway, it helps them understand, and if you phrase it differently, they're not taking it personally. You're explaining
exactly
what's going on.
And I would have to say that providers are the same way. I mean, they're people, too. They want to know what is helping, what is not. And if you aren't open and communicating with them, they don't know how to help. With chronic conditions in general, it's more of a partnership. Instead of the doctor saying, okay, this is the set treatment plan, it's a trial and error, and they need your feedback you know, the person with that condition needs to be part of that team. And so that communication is vital. Keeping track of, okay, this medication seems to be working, but I've noticed this side effect. Giving that information back to the provider is huge. They, you know, they have you leave their office with the assumption that you will follow the treatment plan that they had laid out. And if for some reason you're not, let's say that the medication makes you quite ill or you can't afford it, but you don't say anything to the provider, they assume that you're taking it as prescribed, but if you're really not, that's a huge piece of the puzzle for them. And so helping them to understand where you are and what your goals are, what you want to see happen with your life is crucial.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll be right back on Healthy Mind Matters.